You are listening to IP Management Voice, your podcast about the world of IP and IP management. We talk about the smartest minds in the knowledge economy so that you can learn from them. If you want to know more, you can subscribe to our newsletter and research the latest topics on our content platform, Dplex, with the world's most important experts on IP and IP management. The content featured in this episode, which is about how AI innovations are affecting the work of IP professionals, comes from Adam Novak.
Imagine the intimidating walls of patent law kind of crumbling at the touch of an AI. That's the sort of collision we're diving into today.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a really fascinating interview transcript here from IP Business Talk, featuring Adam Novak. He's, you know, a real front runner in this AI legal tech world.
Yeah, and we're going to unpack his insights, particularly on how artificial intelligence is shaking up intellectual property, especially for startups, right?
Exactly. This isn't just theory. We're looking at the actual real-world impact Novak is seeing and, well, the solutions his company is trying to build.
And for you listening, we know navigating IP can feel like trying to, I don't know, decipher an ancient language.
Yeah.
It's tough. Particularly if you're just starting out.
Right.
So our mission here is basically to make Novak's expertise accessible, give you a shortcut maybe to understanding what's really going on right now.
And in this interview transcript, several key themes really jumped out at me. We'll explore Novak's background. It's pretty unconventional. Think economics, finance, software, not your typical legal path.
Yeah, definitely not the usual route.
We'll also dig into the specific problem his company is tackling. It's around patent retrieval. And interestingly, client engagement for patent firms.
And the hurdles startups face, that's a big one. They know IP is important, but actually dealing with it, that's another story.
Absolutely. And then crucially, how digital tools and AI could be, well, game changers perhaps, lowering those barriers, boosting transparency maybe.
Sounds good. So let's get into this interview with Adam Novak. Where should we start? His background.
Yeah, let's unpack that. As I said, it's an outlier. Economics, finance, software. Not law, not traditional IT. Do you think that kind of outsider view is an advantage here or maybe a challenge?
That's a really good question. I mean, looking at it, his background might let him see the IP landscape, you know, differently, maybe more focused on efficiency, user experience,
yeah,
things central in tech.
Right. He wasn't necessarily steeped in the traditional, this is how we've always done it, mindset of law, perhaps.
Mm, exactly. And that's fascinating, isn't it? Someone deep in traditional IP might tackle problems from a purely legal angle. But Novak's foundation, well, it probably helps him spot inefficiencies and think about solutions that really focus on the end user.
Especially users who aren't familiar with all the patent jargon.
Precisely.
And that user-centric approach, it really seems like the driving force behind their patent retrieval system. That came out of the European Patent Office hackathon, right? In 2022 or 2023.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, focused on green plastics.
So what was the core idea there? How did it differ?
Well, the core innovation was a real departure from just standard patent searching.
Ew.
You know, instead of just tossing in keywords and hoping for the best.
Which can be hit or miss.
Totally. Their system uses a question and answer format. You start with a basic description, and then the software asks these targeted questions. Like, if you mention something about cleaning, it might ask indoor or outdoor use, or what kind of surfaces.
Oh, yes.
And based on your answers, it refines the search results. It's much more sort of guided, more intuitive, especially if you don't speak fluent patentese.
Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting, I thought. This isn't just a better search tool. They also saw a challenge for patent firms themselves, right?
Yeah.
In marketing, attracting clients.
Yes, exactly. How does this search tool also work as a client intake thing?
Right.
Well, this Google function is really key. By putting this Q&A search tool on a patent firm's website, potential clients, those startups, for instance, can start exploring the patent landscape for their invention. It's self-directed, low pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So this first interaction, it does a few things. It educates the potential client, gives them a taste of the process, and crucially, it gives the patent firm a lead, someone who's already engaged and thinking about IP.
Ah, so it's like a lead generation tool baked into a useful search function.
Exactly. That's quite clever.
Yeah.
A way to generate qualified leads and maybe build that first bit of trust digitally before you even talk to anyone.
Okay, so these tools aim to make that initial step easier for startups. But what about the firms? Let's flip back to the startup challenges. Novak mentioned this high hurdle they feel when thinking about contacting a patent attorney. What makes it feel so high?
Yeah, that really gets at the accessibility issue, doesn't it? Or the lack of it. As Novak pointed out, the system itself is just complex. There's a steep learning curve.
Right.
Startups often just don't know where to begin. Do I need a patent search? What about freedom to operate? Should I file a provisional application first? There's all this uncertainty about timing. What kind of protection?
And probably who to even talk to, right? How do you pick an attorney?
Exactly. Distinguishing between attorneys can be tough. Their websites might look similar. Services seem undifferentiated to an outsider. And yeah, the big one. Cost.
The cost transparency issue.
Definitely. Startups get that IP as an investment, but the fear of unpredictable costs, that can be a huge deterrent, just stops them in their tracks sometimes.
So with all those hurdles laid out, what solutions did Novak talk about? How do they actually make the IP system more approachable?
Well, he acknowledged that traditional stuff workshops, direct contact, still really matters for building trust and relationships. You can't replace that entirely.
Makes sense.
But he strongly argued for adding digital tools alongside those. Tools that let startups explore and get familiar with the IP system themselves, you know, at their own speed.
Without the pressure of a ticking clock or billable hours right away.
Exactly. He noted that the existing search tools, like Google Patents or a SpaceNet, they often need you to understand claims and classifications, stuff that's not obvious to newcomers.
Okay, so this is where their mission comes in, being that first digital point of reference. What does that actually look like for a user?
The goal is basically a smooth entry into IP. The user journey they picture starts with a startup founder, maybe an inventor, using their software for some preliminary patent research,
right.
Basic novelty check. If they find that useful, if it helps them understand the landscape better, then the platform helps connect them with a patent attorney.
So it's like a stepping stone to professional advice.
Precisely. And Novak's stress this point. It's crucial. They are not trying to replace patent attorneys.
Yeah.
That expertise, especially in drafting patents and strategy, it's highly specialized. It's not easily automated.
Right.
Their tool is more about educating and guiding potential clients, getting them ready, making them more informed before they engage professionally.
Okay, but isn't there a risk? You know, the IP system is complex for good reasons. Could simplifying it too much lead to mistakes? Did Novak address that?
He did. And his argument really centers on building trust first. That's the foundation.
Trust. How does a digital tool build trust?
You use a really good analogy, actually. A Swiss law firm, Lexar, apparently offers free digital contract templates online. Now, those templates might not cover every single complex situation, right? But they build trust. They make it easier for potential clients to take that first step and engage with the firm. It's like content marketing, but for legal services.
Ah, I see. So provide value up front with a user-friendly tool.
Exactly. Establish that initial trust, make startups feel more comfortable reaching out later when things get more complicated. It lowers that initial barrier in a safer way.
That makes a lot of sense. It's a low-stakes entry point. Okay, let's talk money. Client acquisition costs for patent attorneys. That can be significant, right?
Oh, yeah. Finding new clients takes time, effort, marketing.
How does Novak's tool aim to reduce those customer acquisition costs, the CAC?
Well, Novak estimated the CAC in Switzerland could be, like, CHF 3,000 to 5,000 per client, which is pretty high.
Wow, yeah.
Their tool aims to lower this by being an automatic digital legal intake funnel. Basically, you embed it on the firm's website. Visitors use the tool for a patent search, maybe just exploring. But the firm automatically gets leads people who are actively interested.
Right. Even if they don't sign up immediately.
Exactly. Even if they don't convert right away. The increased engagement on the website and identifying genuinely interested people early on, that can really cut the long-term CAC. Makes the software investment pay off.
But, you know, we kind of touched on this. Legal professionals, maybe patent attorneys included, aren't always laser focused on marketing or optimizing that client journey compared to other service industries. How do you convince them?
That's a fair point. According to Novak, the key is focusing on really tangible use cases, showing them how online clicks actually translate into real client engagement.
So less theory, more practical examples.
Right, like offering a free patent search in Bubble, powered by their tool right there on the firm's website. That's a magnet for people exploring patentability.
And the firm sees who's using it.
Precisely. They track usage, identify promising leads, and can then tailor their outreach. Novak also stressed, you know, the growing importance of just having a digital presence, even in traditional fields like IP.
Especially for the next generation.
Yeah, the next generation of decision makers. They just expect a certain level of online service, tech understanding. He even mentioned the president of the Norwegian IT office.
Oh, yeah. What about them?
Just highlighting this interesting paradox. The IP field is about innovation, but it often sees itself as conservative. Yet there's this dramatic shift happening now, embracing tech for differentiation, better service. It's unavoidable, really.
So beyond just getting new clients in the door, what other strategic advantages do these AI tools offer patent attorneys in their actual practice?
Well, Novak explained they can definitely boost efficiency, automating some routine tasks, freeing up valuable attorney time.
Like preliminary searches.
Yeah, stuff like that. But he was clear, these aren't replacements for the critical strategic advice, especially early on. Explaining options, devising strategy, that's still very human.
Makes sense. The nuance is key.
Right. He gave an example. An AI might find prior art that challenges novelty.
Okay. Yeah.
Useful. But it's the attorney's expertise that figures out the workaround, focusing on different features, pivoting the strategy.
The human judgment layer on top of the data.
Exactly. He also mentioned these tools could potentially give more transparent cost estimates for patenting up front.
Ah, that addresses the cost uncertainty issue we talked about.
Right. Helps filter clients, maybe. Saves attorney time on initial consults that might not go anywhere. And for bigger firms, he mentioned another tool, IP Pilot. More market intelligence focused.
What does that do?
Helps analyze patent trends, who's successful at prosecuting patents in different countries, that sort of thing. More high-level strategic data. Imagine using AI to quickly map the competitive landscape, spot weaknesses, inform strategy. It's powerful stuff.
But with more AI comes, well, potentially less transparency, right? Does integrating AI risk making the IP system even more opaque?
That's a really valid concern, and Novak addressed it. He talked about the trust but verify principle.
Okay.
Basically, human oversight by experienced IP pros is absolutely essential at critical points when using AI. He kept saying, current AI tools are aids, addendums for efficiency, not replacements for human judgment.
So how does their tool maintain transparency or user control?
Well, in their software, the user's driving. They ask the questions, provide answers, adjust inputs that directly influences the search results.
Yeah.
But ultimately, Novak said, the responsibility for validating whatever the AI finds, that still has to rest with the patent attorney.
Got it. Trust but verify. Okay, another big one, privacy. We're talking about potentially groundbreaking inventions here. How do they handle the risk of someone accidentally disclosing their secret sauce while using an AI tool?
Yeah, critical point. Novak seemed very focused on this. He detailed their security approach. User data stored locally on their own private servers. No third-party systems involved.
That's important.
They also offer an NDA option with their company for extra legal protection. And crucially, he said their chat is designed never to directly ask, what's the novel part of your invention?
Oh, interesting. How does it work then?
It focuses on comparing and contrasting features with existing patents. So you're discussing similarities and differences, not explicitly stating the core innovation itself. It minimizes that disclosure risk.
Clever. Avoids the direct question.
Right. And he briefly mentioned future tech, like homomorphic encryption, which could allow computations on encrypted data, adding even more security down the line.
Okay, so beyond just that initial search, could these tools be useful, like continuously, as you're developing a product?
Absolutely. Novak confirmed they see huge value there. For ongoing monitoring of the state of the art during the development cycle.
So you don't suddenly find out someone patented something similar 6 months ago.
Exactly. Regular checks can show if your solution is getting closer to existing patents or maybe diverging more, becoming more distinct, and doing these checks regularly with a tool like this, much cheaper and faster than traditional methods.
Right. Saves time and money compared to constantly commissioning formal searches.
Definitely. Keeps you informed as you go.
So pulling back to the bigger picture, it really sounds like a key goal here is maybe democratizing access to patent information.
I think that's a fair summary of a big part of it. Novak definitely positioned their tool that way, making patent info more accessible, more user-friendly for non-experts.
Compared to, say, trying to navigate Google Patents on your own if you don't know patent structure.
Right. Those tools are powerful, but they have a learning curve. You need to understand claims, classifications. Novak argued their AI approach speaks the language of startups and SMEs better. It focuses on descriptions, abstracts, bridging that gap in understanding patent claims, making that initial exploration less daunting.
Okay, let's start to wrap up our deep dive into this IP Business Talk interview with Adam Novak. Thinking back on our chat, what are the really key takeaways for you?
Well, I think number one is the sheer potential of AI to, streamline IP processes, especially for startups who find it so complex now.
Yeah, that potential seems huge.
Second, the real focus on user-friendly tools. Tools designed to lower those entry barriers and, importantly, build trust between innovators in the IP system.
Right, that trust piece was central.
And third, despite all the tech talk, the clear message that human expertise, the patent attorney, remains vital for navigating the complexities, for strategy. It's augmentation, not replacement.
And hopefully for everyone listening, the sort of aha moment is seeing how AI is starting to reshape those first crucial steps in engaging with IP, potentially making it, well, a lot less scary for new innovators.
Precisely. Which leads to a good question for listeners to ponder. How might these kinds of digital tools change your own approach, whether it's protecting your ideas or just understanding the IP landscape around you?
Good question. And for anyone wanting to dig deeper, Novak mentioned the IP Business Academy blog has more discussions, different perspectives too, from law firms and startups on these solutions. Worth checking out.
Definitely. And maybe a final thought to leave folks with. As AI keeps evolving so rapidly across industries, how will its deeper integration into intellectual property ultimately redefine what innovation itself looks like? Something to think about.
Thanks for listening to IP Management Voice. If there's any topic you'd like us to cover in this podcast or on the content platform Dplex, please get in contact and let us know.